Good morning to all my listeners. This is Yahya from the Fixed Income Desk at Emirates NBD Head Office. Let's start with what's on my mind. Don't say we didn't tell you. Yesterday's carnage on risk assets are likely to weigh on valuations in the coming days as the various narratives by policymakers on monetary policy setting and looming concerns on trade wars take center stage. I always tend to be the contrarian guy trying to believe if market participants are just naive or merely having the FOMO mojo. We all tend to have a memory that repeatedly tells us to be pragmatic while our sixth sense forces us to take an unintentional action. And as we move towards the year end, light dealer inventory, profit taking, together with all those short coverings, particularly on the US Treasury future fronts and those long dollar bull calls, should retrace and normalize, in my humble opinion. With the euphoria on higher policy rates now seems to be abating, surely all those corporate borrowers should be out of the woods, sooner or later. Despite recent official data showing continuous solid US growth, market participants are betting that the Fed will cut interest rates as soon as 2020. The swap markets has brought forward the timing for when it sees the hiking cycle peaking towards the end of 2019 or early 2020, a period when the Fed's projections indicate tightening will still be underway. Asian risk assets are taking cues from the US counterparts after Wall Street's 3% plunge overnight. US benchmark treasuries rallied as a flight to safety drove yields lower, breaching the 2.9% level. Gold holding its shine up at 1,234. Adding to the risk aversion overnight was news that the UK Prime Minister Theresa May's push to avoid a so-called hard Brexit may be at risk. US financial markets are closed today for a national day of mourning to honor former President George H.W. Bush. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's testimony to Congress scheduled for Wednesday has been cancelled. New York Fed President Williams struck a more hawkish tone compared to his colleagues at the Fed. He said the labor market is incredibly strong and his baseline forecast is still very positive. In China, China's burgeoning offshore universe of stressed and distressed dollar bonds has risen from a mere $15 billion to over $60 billion as policymakers tighten onshore credit while borrowers rush towards the offshore funding market at higher refinancing costs. There are now over 162 dollar bonds that are trading at yields of over 11%, with the broader Asia ex-dollar high-yield bond index yields 400 bips wider since the January tides of 9.1%. In India, the Monetary Policy Committee is likely to keep repo rates unchanged at its December meeting. 48 out of 52 participants in a Bloomberg poll expect a status quo on rates in December. The last few data prints have on inflation together with low oil prices. CPI inflation should be likely significantly lower than RBI's target. The stable Indian rupee together with the benign backdrop on US rates with changing narratives should help RBI on their policy action for now. The real yields on Indian government bonds are still at large at attractive levels at over 450 basis. S&P Global Ratings cut Tata Motors' long-term rating deeper into junk, the second downgrade for the Indian automaker in 5 months, citing headwinds for the company's Jaguar Land Rover subsidiary. Thank you and have a great day.